Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, for Friday, March 18th, 2011. This week we've got movie news and toy news, because that's what we do. Let's get started with movies. At the box office last weekend, Battle Los Angeles was number one with $35.6 million, followed by Ringo with $22.6 million, Red Riding Hood with $14 million, The Adjustment Bureau with $11.6 million, and Mars Needs Moms at $6.9 million. Mars Needs Moms was the second worst 3D opening ever, right after Drive Angry shot in 3D just a couple weeks ago. New this week are Paul, Limitless, The Lincoln Lawyer, and a ton, and I do mean ton, of other limited release flicks. Sucker Punch is next week, though. In the news, Alec Baldwin has dropped out of Men in Black 3. In other news, Alec Baldwin was scheduled to be in Men in Black 3. Darren Aronofsky dropped out of the next Wolverine movie. They're doing another American Pie sequel, and they're bringing back some of the original actors from the first one. Word on the street has it that David Slade will be rebooting Daredevil, the Marvel franchise formerly owned by Ben Affleck. NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly just got renewed. Want to take a guess at which season it'll be? Nope! 11th season! The failure of Marge Needs Moms at the box office allowed Disney to kill Robert Zemeckis' motion capture version of the Beatles' Yellow Submarine movie. Gilbert Gottfried's jokes about Japan resulted in his being fired from his job as the voice of the Aflac Duck. Microsoft officially stopped production on its Microsoft Zune this week. While there will be some support for the device, it's now old. Alice Cooper will be doing a $260 box set in a school desk, because school's out. Get it? It's got four CDs, a DVD, and a bunch of other stuff that doesn't add up to $260. New at Entertainment Earth. It's time to save big on model kits. Model kits are buy one, get one 40% off, but for 1 week only. So come to our site, pre-order, or order any model kit you like. Buy one, and the second is 40% off, including Mega Man, Gundam, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, Monsters, Vampirella, Elvira, and many more. Check out our site, sale.entertainmentearth.com, today. In the world of toy news, the Transformers Generations Warpath figure is coming out real soon, and the instruction sheet has been leaked to the internet. Why do you care about the instructions for a Transformer? I'm glad you asked. A lot of the Transformers in the past year have shown different heads than the head that actually comes on the figure, and many of these heads are actually a variant head meant to be used on a future repaint of that mold. In the case of Warpath, the head looks a lot like Hardhead, a Headmaster's toy, which previously got a toy as a repaint of Onslaught is a Walmart exclusive a couple years ago. Lost action figures for 2011 will be coming from Biff Bang Pow after all. However, they will be limited edition and numbered. Only 1,000 pieces of each will be made, and the number will be indicated on a sticker on the packaging. New Gentle Giant solicitations this week came out for 4 Star Wars and 2 Marvel items. Marvel is a new license for Gentle Giant, and their first two pieces are going to be a Black Cat mini bust based on the comics and a movie Thor. The Star Wars items include Star Wars Legacy's Darth Talon as a statue, the Old Republic's Shae Vizsla as a mini-bust, and it's a pretty nice mini-bust, and two new Jumbo Kenner figures are being made. These are 12-inch versions of the original 3¾-inch action figures. This week they are Obi-Wan Kenobi and a Jawa. Interesting to note, the Jawa will actually be slightly cheaper than the other figures because he's smaller. I appreciate that. New DC Direct pictures are up for Arkham Asylum, Batman, and Harley Quinn action figures, both of which are due in August. Doesn't mean they won't be delayed, but they're due in August. Those looking to see the new Smurfs toys can see Jack's specific figures, playsets, and plush up at entertainmentearth.com. And there's also a healthy micro segment of the line of minifigures. Dark Horse will be doing a line of flocked 8-inch figures of Snoopy from Peanuts. In addition to Whitey, comes in blue, purple, yellow, brown, and all kinds of colors. So whatever you'd like, they're all very fuzzy and pastel-colored for you. And that's it for this week. I am going to record another episode now, so I'll be right back. This is Adam Paulus signing off. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. I hope everybody has a good weekend. And as always, don't forget to check out our sales page at sale.entertainmentearth.com to find out what's cheap this week. It's model kits. I know I already said that, but I mentioned it twice, so you'll remember. Right? Maybe? I don't know. See you next time, everybody.